Welcome to the lesson. Future Jungle Shuffle. Design and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for beginners. Today we're building one of the most important ingredients in drum and bass, the groove. Not just a drum loop, but a shuffle that feels alive. Something with that classic chopped break energy, but cleaned up and shaped for a modern future jungle track. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the drums are not just keeping time. They are part of the identity of the track. A good shuffle gives the drop momentum, leaves room for the bass, and makes the whole tune feel human and urgent. If the groove is right, everything else gets easier. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. By the end, you'll have a usable drum groove, a simple bass response, and a basic arrangement that already feels like a proper jungle to modern DNB hybrid section. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a very solid starting point for modern drum and bass and jungle-inspired music. Create a few tracks so the session stays organized. One auto track for your break. One drum track for extra kicks and snares if needed. One MIDI track for bass. And a return track for reverb or delay if you want a little space. Work in an 8-bar loop so you can hear how the groove evolves over time. In this style, little changes matter a lot. At fast tempos like this, tiny timing shifts in hats, ghost notes, and break hits can completely change the feel. Now let's build the core shuffle. Drag in a breakbeat or any drum break sample you own and place it on an audio track. If it helps, loop just 2 bars first so you can focus on the rhythm. The goal is not to keep every hit from the original break. The goal is to find the useful movement inside it. Listen for the main kick and snare hits. Those are your anchors. Slice the break on transients using Slice to New MIDI track, or manually cut it in arrangement view if that feels easier. Keep the main backbeat strong, especially the snare on beats 2 and 4. Even if the break gets chopped up around it, that snare needs to stay clear enough for the listener to grab onto. A good beginner approach is to keep a few key elements, a strong snare, a low kick or low hit, a couple of ghost notes and some hats or break tails for movement. Don't try to make the whole break perfect. That's a common beginner trap. If you keep the important hits and let the rest act as texture, the groove starts to feel much more authentic. Here's a simple starting idea. Place the main snare on 2 and 4. Add a ghost snare just before beat 2. Put a small kick pickup before the next bar. Then let a few hats or break tails sit slightly late so the groove drags in a nice way. That little bit of delay is where the shuffle starts to happen. Now we shape the feel with groove and timing. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing setting, or manually nudge a few hits off the grid. The key word here is subtle. You want the groove to lean, not stumble. A good starting point is around 10 to 25% groove amount. Keep the main snare almost perfectly on time, but let the smaller details breathe a little behind the beat. If you're working with MIDI, program hats on offbeats and then delay some of them slightly. If you're working with audio, zoom in and move clip boundaries or warp markers so some hits land just behind the beat. You're basically teaching the groove how to walk. Why does this matter so much in drum and bass? Because jungle shuffle is all about contrast. The important hits stay solid, while the smaller details move around them. That contrast creates motion without destroying the low-end pulse. Next, we'll add a modern drum layer for punch. A break alone can be cool, but in a modern mix it can sound a little thin by itself. So layer in a simple kick and snare on top using a drum rack or another audio layer. Keep it basic and controlled. Use a short, punchy kick, a sharp snare or clap snare hybrid, and maybe a closed hat if you need extra definition. On the drum group, a simple stock chain can go a long way. Start with EQ8 and remove unnecessary low rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz. Then try drum bus with a little drive and a low to moderate amount of crunch. Add glue compressor very lightly, just enough to glue the layer together. And if you need a little extra edge, use saturator with soft clip-on and just a few dB of drive. The important thing is to keep the kick short. In drum and bass, if the kick rings too long, it starts fighting the bass. Tight kick, crisp snare, clean relationship. That's the goal. If the layer drum and the break are clashing, don't panic. Just lower the added kick until you feel the impact instead of hearing two separate kicks arguing with each other. Now let's build the bass answer. Create a MIDI bass track and load up a stock instrument like operator or wavetable. For a beginner-friendly jungle bass, keep it simple. Make a sub-layer with a sine wave, and if you want some extra character, add a second oscillator quietly for harmonics or duplicate the track later for a mid-layer. In operator, a good starting setup is a sine on oscillator at full level. If needed, add a second oscillator quietly to bring in some texture. Keep the filter cutoff somewhere around 100 to 300 Hz if the top end gets too bright. For the envelope, you can go short and punchy for a stab, or a little longer if you want a rolling feel. The rhythm should stay simple at first. Try one note for the bar, then a short answer note after the snare. Just one or two notes per bar is enough to start. Think of it as call and response. The drums hit hard, and the bass answers on and after the snare. That little pocket of space is where the track breathes. If you fill every moment, the groove gets crowded. If you leave space, the hit after the silence feels stronger. And one important rule, keep the bass mono, especially the sub. In DNB, the low end needs to sit centered or it can lose power on club systems. Now we'd add movement. Future Jungle feels alive because the pattern is always slightly evolving. One easy way to do that is with modulation and resampling. On the bass track, try auto filter and move the cutoff slowly. If you're comfortable with it, Waveatable can also give you filter motion, but keep it simple if you're still learning. You can also resample the bass. Record it to a new audio track, then chop the recorded audio into smaller sections. Reverse a few tails. Duplicate a tiny hit for a fill. These little edits add a lot of personality. A few useful moves here are automating the filter cutoff from around 150 Hz up to 700 Hz for short phrases, adding a little distortion on the last beat, before a drop, or nudging the pitch of one bass stab for tension. This is where the track starts feeling less like a loop and more like a living machine. Now let's make sure the drum shuffle actually feels arranged, not just repeated. A lot of beginners loop the same two bars forever, and the result is usually flat. Instead, think in small phrase changes. In an 8-bar section, maybe bars 1 and 2 are the main groove. Bars 3 and 4 add one more hat or a ghost note. Bars 5 and 6 strip out one kick for space. Bars 7 and 8 add a fill or a reverse cymbal into the next section. You do not need huge changes. One missing hit can be enough. One extra pickup can be enough. A little reverse crash, a short noise riser, or a quick snare lead-in can make the whole arrangement feel intentional. That phrasing matters a lot in drum and bass because listeners and DJs are both feeling those 4, 8, and 16 bar cycles. If the groove changes at the right time, the energy keeps moving. Now let's do a simple mix pass so the low end stays clean. On the break track, use EQ8 to cut rumble below 30 to 40 Hz. If the snare gets too harsh, reduce some of the bite around 3 to 6 kHz, but don't erase the grit completely. That roughness is part of the character. On the bass track, keep the sub mono with utility. If the bass needs to be more audible on small speakers, add a little saturator or a second harmonics layer. On the drum group, use only light compression and avoid flattening the break. Jungle needs some raw edge. If you overprocess it, the shuffle disappears. At this stage, clarity matters more than loudness. You want the snare to read instantly, the kick to feel locked in, and the bass to sit underneath without fighting the drums. A few common mistakes to avoid: making the break too busy, adding too much swing to everything, letting the bass overpower the drums, forgetting mono compatibility, overcompressing the break, and looping the same pattern with no variation. If you notice any of those happening, the fix is usually simple. Remove a few hits, reduce the swing, lower the bass, keep the sub centered, or add one small variation every few bars. Here are a few extra coach style tips that really help with this style. Think in layers, not one perfect loop. Future Jungle usually works best when each part has a job. One part for weight, one for motion, one for grit, one for air. Your shuffle should have anchors. Even chopped up breaks still need a few reliable reference points, like a strong snare, a clear low hit, and a repeating hat or percussion idea. Leave micro gaps on purpose. A tiny bit of silence before a snare or bass reply can make the next hit feel way harder. Use velocity as a groove tool. In Live 12, small velocity changes can make a pattern breathe like a real drummer. And check the loop at different volumes. If it only works when it's loud, the groove might be too dependent on texture. If it still feels good quietly, the rhythm is strong. For a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar Future Jungle shuffle from scratch at 174 BPM. Use one break, one drum layer, and one bass sound. Make 3 or 4 useful break slices. Program a snare on 2 and 4. Add a couple of ghost notes or hats that land slightly late. Write a simple operator subline with 1 or 2 notes per bar. Then automate one thing, like a filter on the bass or a little drive on the drum bus before bar 4. Duplicate the 4 bars and make one tiny variation in the second pass. Then listen once in mono and see if the sub still holds up. That's the whole mission here. Build a clear break-driven shuffle, Keep the main hits solid and the small hits loose. Support it with a simple mono bass and make tiny arrangement changes every few bars. If the groove feels good at 174 BPM with just drums and bass, you are already in the right lane for future jungle, and that's the real win. Once the groove is alive, everything else is just expansion.